suggest me some texts, you know.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to open the Senate Committee on Education. Today is February 22nd, 2016. And we got in here close to 3 p.m., considering the committee that was before us was here till late. So with that, we have a couple of bills today. We're going to open up public hearing. You always put them in the bottom order.
Well, because
we're going to open a public hearing on House Bill 4019A. And we're going to have Dana Richardson come on up. We'll have a short explanation. And if you can do that, I'm really impressed. Tell us what it means.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 4019 clarifies the duties of the Executive Director of the Office of Student Access and Completion. And I'll stop there.
Okay. Because we have an expert in front of us. So, Ms. Richardson, thank you for being here.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, do we need to swear her in?
We have to think about it.
Vice Chair Canope, members of the committee, for the record, Dana Richardson, Deputy Director for Legislative and Policy Affairs at the Higher Education Coordinating Commission. House Bill 4019 is a cleanup bill for us. I'll just kind of quickly mention the elements. We had one statute that referred to the executive director of the HEC and the executive director of OSAC, but you couldn't tell which should be OSAC, so this bill clarifies that. Section 2 deals with statutes on diploma mills. Currently, the law says that community colleges, universities, and OHSU are exempt. They're not really exempt, you know, as institutions from state kind of being state entities, but they are not who we're talking about when we're talking about diploma mills. So this bill basically, by definition, says when we're talking about diploma mills, we're not talking about community colleges, public universities, or OHSU. Section 3 would require certain schools to have operated in Oregon for 10 years rather than 5 in order to be exempt from HEC oversight. This is a prospective change. It should not impact any existing schools that would qualify for the exemption for the remainder of this year. Section 9, again, is a clarification. We've got some institutions sending paperwork to OSAC to demonstrate that they're exempt because OSAC used to have the Office of Degree Authorization within it. It doesn't any longer, so it really makes sense for them to send the stuff to the HEC and our Office of Degree Authorization. So those are a couple things that we put in there. This is a relating to higher ed bill, so there's a couple other little juicy morsels that others put forward. One of them is in Section 7 that adds that dependents of veterans qualify for in-state tuition under certain circumstances. The bill that Representative Buckley sponsored last session added the veterans themselves, but not the dependents, and that was determined to be an oversight. So you see that added in House Bill 4019A. And Section 8 is a little more technical, and I was hoping I would have a backup on this one, but I will do my best to explain. The Neighborhood Partnerships put forward an amendment to change the individual development accounts. I've got this written down. Here we go. It allows individual development accounts to be used for qualified higher education expenses through one or more deposits into a 529 savings network account if the 529 was established on behalf of a designated beneficiary. Thank you.
Any questions for our good witness here? Seeing none.
Member of Dana.
That's right. Okay, thank you, Dana.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here who inadvertently found themselves in this room and wanted to testify on this particular bill? I see no one who is jumping to do that. So we'll close our public hearing on House Bill 4019, and we'll open a public hearing on House Bill 4020A, since we have the illustrious 21, sorry about that. 4021A. So we'll have Representative Reed come up, and we'll have a short explanation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 4021A directs the State Treasurer and Higher Education Coordinating Commission to conduct a study to explore approaches for lowering interest rates on student loans in Oregon. It specifies the contents of the study. It requires a report to the Legislative Interim Committees on Higher Education no later than December 1, 2016, and declares an emergency effective on passage.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee members, I'm Tobias Reed from Beaverton. This seems very much like a hearing we had in the House Higher Education Committee last week when there were two Senate bills that came over, and we did them both very quickly, so I'll try to make that possible for you. I don't think anyone here probably needs to be reminded of the impact and scale of student debt in the country. There's no reason to suspect that that's much different in Oregon. At the same time, we've heard of some interesting options and approaches that other states are taking to address that concern, some interesting things that are possible. And so we worked with the HEC. Dana was part of a good conversation and with the State Treasury to come up with language that they're both comfortable with that could explore those options. We expect and hope that they'll come back with some recommendations. It might be as simple as saying this deserves more explanation, more exploration, and this approach doesn't make sense for Oregon, those sorts of things. But it's a big enough deal, a big enough concern for students and families around Oregon that we're excited about what might be possible, and I hope you'll support the bill. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any questions of Representative Reed? Seeing none, I appreciate, I know that Connecticut at least is one. I've right. been trying to find out others that might have similar programs, and having a daughter with a fair amount of debt, it would be nice to. She probably couldn't use it because she's not in the state. But the opportunity to reverse some of that and get good interest rates. The question is, I think we have a lot of work to do, and it's good you're doing a planning session. And secondarily, it didn't go to Ways and Means, so I assume this bill does not have a cost.
It has a minimal fiscal impact statement right. associated with it.
That's correct. Right. So I appreciate that, too. So with that, thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
We will close our – oh, we've got two more. Dana Richardson, Megan Moyer. And Jacqueline Logsdon. Come on up.
I didn't
know we had that many people against this.
No. Chair Roblin, members of the committee, for the record, Dana Richardson, Deputy Director for Legislative and Policy Affairs at the Higher Education Coordinating Commission. Just here to say that we are pleased to get an opportunity to look at ways to ensure affordability for students. It's a huge challenge. This bill will direct us to study kind of pulling together what we know and what we don't know as a good step toward making some determinations on what we might be able to do in this area. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good.
Chairs Roblin, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Megan Moyer. I'm the Director of Government Relations for Portland Community College, and I wish to echo that of the testimony of Dana Richardson, in that PCC really looks forward to the opportunity that this bill can provide to hopefully provide some meaningful relief to students related to student loans. Just to give you a scope of Portland Community College and the amount of loans that we provide per year, PCC helps facilitate $91.9 million of student loans per year. That represents 61% of all of the aid that we help students get through our institution. The types of loans that we provide are largely either federal direct subsidized loans or unsubsidized loans, but several, you know, many of our students do also avail themselves of private loans. And we have worked very hard over the last several years to engage our students in financial literacy so that they make wiser loan decisions. But for most of our students, they are unable to complete their education without some level of student loans, even if they are a full Pell recipient, due to the cost of living and other costs associated with being a student. On average, the college awards 18,539 student loans a year. It's the number of student loans. And the average amount is $5,512. And to give you a sense of what that means for students, you know, we're proud that PCC continues to be an accessible institution, but even with a with low tuition, the average student can leave our institution with an associate's degree of loans over $10,000, typically maybe closer in the realm of $15,000, and that does not count if they plan to go on to get their bachelor's degree or higher. Any attempt to really take a serious look at the role student loans play in people's future economic well-being and the work that can be done to mitigate that really does increase access. We know students talk to us about taking time off of school because of not wanting to take out further loans, delaying finishing, not taking a full course load, all the things that we know can really increase their risk of not completing. So work that can be done to make the student loan process and the repayment plan easier for students, we think will ultimately also help with retention and completion, and therefore we really look forward to participating in this process and hopefully being able to have a product come back to the legislature. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair Roblin, Vice Chair Knope, and members of the Senate Education Committee. My name is Jacqueline, and I'm a junior at Oregon State University. I'm studying environmental economics and policy, and I'm also a member of the Oregon Students Association.
Jacqueline, for the record, you need to have your whole name.
Oh, Jacqueline Logsdon, sorry.
Thank you.
My bad. And so when I first started out at OSU, I was well aware of the fact that I would have to take out student loans to complete my college education. But this is the price that I was willing to pay because of the opportunities and education that OSU would provide me. And so when I finish school next year, I will be around $20,000 in debt, which is luckily a little bit less than the average of $25,000 that most students that will face when they graduate. And while I know that I do have a bright future ahead of me, hopefully in the political field, the pressing weight of knowledge that I will have to address my loan debt sooner rather than later is very concerning. As you all are probably aware, student loan debt is now the second largest type of debt owed by an American household, totaling at about $1.2 trillion. And graduates that have student loan debt will also tend to have other forms of debt, such as credit card or car loans, burdening them as well. This will prevent graduates from saving and investing in their futures and contributing to Oregon's economy, as they are instead forced to pay off these past debts. Bankruptcy is not an option when it comes to student loans. Thus, students will have to either default on these loans, significantly suffer on their credit scores, or even face the possibility of jail time. As a future college graduate and debtor, these trends scare me. I'm scared that I will be forced to put off buying a home, buying a car, and saving money for my future and whatever that may entail. The student loan crisis is a national issue, and Oregon can be leaders in solving this issue, which is why I'm here today to urge this committee to consider the future consequences of not refinancing student loan debt in the state of Oregon and to support House Bill 4021. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for these witnesses? I see none. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're going to close our public hearing on House Bill 4021A, and we'll have some work sessions. Which one should we start with? We're going to open a work session on House Bill 4021A. Senator Canope.
Chair Roblin, I move House Bill 4021A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Canope moves House Bill 4021A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none. Is there any opposition? Also seeing none. Motion passes. Who would like to carry? We'll have Senator Haas carry. We'll close the work session on House Bill 4021A, and we'll open a work session on House Bill 4019A. Senator Canova.
Chair Oblin, I move House Bill 4019A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Canope moves House Bill 4019A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Hey, Mr. Chair,
yes.
This is a 12-page bill, and seeing as we're reading them all, I'm wondering if we should just do a minority report and shrink this bill down. What do you think?
Not a bad idea. I don't know how quite to do that, but it might be helpful.
I don't know. I was just,
I appreciate
trying to be
that.
Efficient,
I do appreciate you bringing that up.
Yep.
Senator Bearsugar.
I just, he beat me to the punchline.
I know people who have maybe a possibility to help change that, but I'll leave that to them to discuss in the future. So, with that being said, is there any further discussion? Seeing none. Any opposition to the bill? Seeing none. It passes. Is there anyone who would like to carry the bill? If not, I will carry it. Okay, I got it. Gives me time to think about it while it's being read.
Lots of bill out of committee. The chair should
carry it. That's right. I agree with that. So with that, just want to let people... Oh, we'll close the work session on 4019A. Currently, that takes care of all of the bills that we anticipate getting in the Education Committee. We do know, as you know, have a one-hour notice, so if we get something, we can get back. But I am anticipating none, so there is no business for Wednesday, so we will not have a meeting on Wednesday. We do have some special guests coming on the following Monday, so I anticipate having a meeting on the following Monday. If we're still here. I had... One of my previous senators had told me that we will be here till Wednesday, so we'll see if that works out.
So.
So with that, we will close our Senate Education Committee meeting for Monday, February 22nd. Thank you. February 22nd. Thank you.